Okay, so now we have the power cover top talking about the power of the joy. Okay, all right. Well, that is the among them, and the Nimila Matava Kewala Babar Chawa is to take effort to the virtues action without depending on maturation fruit. And Devu Yila Chati Kewa Duba is to proving the to practice the meritorious virtues by way of the thinking of about the result. And then Kavatabla Java Tsu is a man, and then the third one is the manner of Kavatabla Java Tsu, how to then to put one's in oneself the power of the joy. So now among those we have the with the two of them done, that the third one is Kavya Tobla Java Tsu, means the how to Jarwa, means the how to you are engaged to the power of the joy. That is the verse 66, yeah? Verse 66. Finish or complete, completing the whatever started the merits, the virtues, whatever started, and that is in order to complete, and then and you have to joy to doing this. It's like nimachetu dungbai langje sote suchuk talos. That means the and then when there's some hot place and the Nimachitu means the sun in the middle, then when you have the noon time and then so heat, hot, and then those, for example, some places hot place and even the elephants, and then dung means the heat by hurt, by burning and heat. So therefore, on some of those animals, especially elephants, longji chodang tena, so that when they have the lake or if cold water, if they meet, and then very joyfully to go to the lake, or that's it. Here saying launching elephant, but we also do swimming pool everywhere, build swimming pool, or that is, or that's maybe joy for the joy, right? But this is the when you have a very very hot and noon or noon time, and the sun sitting the power of completely heat on the ground. And that time is so hot to, or they hurt by the heat. So that time, then, what kind of joy if they meet a cool water or the lake or something, or the joyfully enter to the water without hesitation, like that way. Or then here, Bodhisattva saying, but the same thing. We when we have started whatever or meritorious virtues, wholesome things. First, you have to understand their thinking, and then when you start it, whatever you do, then you always doing that joyfully. All the joyfully to have to do. Or that is the kavatola jarwa means strength of the or the power of the joy. Even sometimes we have physically some kind of hard difficulties, but the mentally you see the such thing joyful nature. So therefore you should be joyfully to enter to. That means whatever started in merits, virtues, they should be joyfully complete or finish, not stop somewhere middle of that. Okay.
早上我们谈到欢喜心，这个欢喜力的前面两个记者，那么主要的一个重点就是说，就是这个我们知道在日常生活里面，如果我们去做这一些这个善行的话，那么它会给我们带来这个很大的好处。那么这个不仅仅只是给我们带来很大的好处啊，同时也会给这个所有的众生呢带来非常好的结果。所以呢，从因此啊，我们要下定决心呢，要非常积极的去做这些善行。那么接下来谈到的第六十六颂啊，里面主要的一个重点呢是说，一旦我们开始了所有的这一些善行，那么这些善行它会给我们带来好的就近的结果。那么所以一旦我们开始了这些善行以后啊，我们就要非常努力的去完成它，不要让它中断。那么这个里面举了一个例子啊，就好像就是说这个大象它在非常炎热的太阳的这个酷晒之下，那么当他发现了前方啊有一滩清水，清凉的水，那么那一种喜悦的心情啊，让他很快的就往这个清水的这个方向前进，那么最后啊然后享受这个清水的这个清凉的水的这种喜悦。那么同样的呢，我们在日常生活里面，在这个做这些善行，在做这些善菩萨行的善行里面，我们的心情也要像这个大象在太阳，在炙热的太阳下酷晒，然后看到清凉的水那样子的一种状况。所以因为我们知道这个善行，或者说这些种种的像菩萨般的这种善行呢，它可以带来好的结果，它可以带给我们以及其他众生就近的结果。所以呢，即使我们在日常生活里面偶尔会遇到一些困难，会遇到一些障碍，这时候我们不要放弃啊，不要用任何的借口拖延，那么仍然要非常积极精进的去做这些善行呢，来达到这个最后的好的结果。
OK, so therefore this is the last one of the Gavaya top is the power of strength oneself in joining this power of strength, the mentally or seeing that is the goal, is the cool or peace and freedom from beating heat or etc. Like that way we have so many samsaric misery, suffering and cause. Whatever you have those things like heat or severe kind of miserable thing. When you have seen like such opportunity, when you have and for the emancipation, everlasting peace, for the benefit of enlightenment, anything what you have started, whatever you do, then try to until you finish or complete it, one step, special kind of taking any joy in the peace or mentally joy, because you are like elephant to all any joy like that way to rareness, rare then cold water, and when it's such like that and difficult to meet, once you see, once you meet, or without hesitation to joyfully doing that. That is the here we have always think. Every day when you do practice, meditation, recitation, or entering to the religious service, or entering to the religious teaching, or whatever you have, or anything, first you have to value, you have to thinking, not worldly, common sense, but for the pure or emancipation, freedom from misery, suffering, etc. For self, for others, whatever you purpose, and those purposes, whatever you do, and any and joyful, special kind of joy should be taken. Okay, that is the this mainly.
所以呢，因为我们了解这个这些种种善行，它的目标啊，它的终极的结果是给我们自己带来安乐，给我们自己带来这个出离轮回，那么给我们力量，让我们能够去做很多其他利益众生的这些善行。所以呢，即使我们碰到了困境，在日常生活里面，即使我们遭遇到挫折，但是在这个心里啊，要想到，就是说，因为我们能做这一些善行，它会有非常好的结果，所以我们尽管是碰到了这些困难，但是我们要想到，我们能有机会去做，去练习这些善行的话，那么它是这个将来的结果是会非常的好的。所以呢，我们在每天自己在家做功课，或者是说我们有机会去参加法会，去参加种种的这个教法的时候，那么一方面呢，要衡量我们自己当时的这种心理的状态，但是最重要的呢，是要想到我们做这些事情，那么它给我们以及其他众生所带来的这个终究的或就近的这一个解脱的这种利益，所以要用一种非常喜悦的心情呢去进行去参加。
Okay, so I will want to joke there. Is that the these days young people say cool?Isn't that cool? When you have opportunity, most wonderful, the human life have opportunity to doing something for the everlasting kind of peace, happiness, everlasting joy for self, for others, anywhere. So that kind of action, even if it takes a long time,doesn't matter, and very, very should be joy. That is cool, isn't it? Okay.
在这里要就是说从另外一个角度来讲这个事情，就是现在很流行啊，尤其在年轻人之间啊，很流行讲一个字叫酷啊。那么格西就开玩笑讲说，那么当我们有这样子的机会啊，能够去从事这些善行的练习，而它给我们不仅给我们带来就近的安乐以及就近的快乐，同时呢，它也会让我们能够有能力去协助其他的众生，使其他的众生也能得到就近的安乐 和快乐，这样子的一种过程，这个不是也是很酷的吗？
All right, okay. Now cool is finished. All right. Okay, now is it practicing the thinking the power of the this religion has then four of them. First one is Mirba means aspiration, and then Temba or firm is the second one is the special kind of then permanize or the the word is at the proud or the special kind of the encouragement, that is the second power, and then third one and then gawa, special kind of bringing and joy when you do in those kind of spiritual special way of joy, or that is, because joy is the gawala toya sindu is real actually enthusiasm or diligent or shantadeva say is in the chongang gela towa was whatever sindu or diligent means, what is that is the gawala towa means special kind of towa means joy to the virtuous action, that is the diligent. Not joy all the time, joy for evil or negative or action doing those things. That is not sundu. That is the not include in this enthusiastic or diligent. Okay, so therefore or that is the special kind of joy should be where how you develop or the kavyatop. And then the power of Thoravatops, last one is the power of Thorava means casting away or dropping on some kind of Thorava means casting or Thorava. That is the, that has the verse 67. Verse 67 has the Thorava. Thorava has it, or temporary way of Thorava casting on the then tanto thorwa means permanently here on the commander said. Also therefore first is the two lines top nyamba ta jende na large tanto thora cha ani last to two leper sinang chima tha chiman de ba tepang cha okay, what is that big sound?
Microphone. Your microphone.
Did I did you wrong something?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. That's okay now? Okay. I'm not sure of this kind of thing sometimes. Okay. Now, first is Thorwa, means the Tom Yam Badang Jaden, La Jetun Toracha, means the if you doing those or special kind of the spiritual religious and things, if any body and the mind or symptomna so then or when they're tired, exhausted or some kind of dullness, etc., these various kind of things one have and tom nyambams decrease the strength or power if you lose, then if you follow that happened, then it will continue try to do, it may not be good. So they will put the time being, just drop that and relax a little bit. Or that is the, go to sleep or something. Go to swimming. Anyway, relax and stop that. And then when you get strength and fresh, make fresh. And when you become body and mind and fresh, then you back to again to do those things. So therefore, that is the temporarily dropping and what your effort. Okay. And then also, in order to do again, so to temporarily to cast away. Then, and also, lekpara sinang chimata chimandeva tepang cham, even if it is something which well done, completely finished, or whatever you're doing, something no need to more and to doing, and then is that is well and done, completed. Even you do that is next step. Whatever was it step and even completely finished, but the or for the in future or next step, and higher step, step by step. Then so for those in order to do those things and on and earlier one is you can abandoned, that means, or that means you take effort to next for the new situation rather than repeating all of the earlier one. Okay, if it is a lekpara sin, if it is well done, no need to or have to do something like this kind of thing. Okay, that is the lekpara sin na chima tang chima deva or tepang chas tepang chas. You can should get rid of that. For example, in a practitioner, the path system, or meditation of shamatha, or personal starting learning, or everything has, they have one time, one finish, and then the next movement higher, a movement higher, like that, where all the time continue the lower situation. Okay? Alright, okay, that is the threat. So this is also important sometimes when we do something, and sometimes people do, this is the good thing, first plan, and then you, or mind and the body is completely exhausted, and there's no energy left, then still continuously, stupidly, to push oneself, and then that's no good, and that will be later completely abandoning. So therefore, a joyful way to somewhere stop and about to this kind of coming, then you stop and refresh, and then do again. So you don't want to stop, you want to increase higher and higher whatever you do, okay? Or that is the saying.
那前面我们讲到这个欢喜的这个力量啊，我们曾经讲过了几点。那么这里面刚才格西提到，就是说在入菩萨行里面，吉天菩萨对于这个精进的意义啊，他做了一个特别的解释。也就是讲说，所谓的精进主要指的就是说，我们用一种非常欢喜非常喜悦的这个心情呢、去做种种的善行的练习。那么这个是精进的真正的含义啊，而不是说我们用一种强迫自己的这个心情呢去做这些善行的练习。那么这个就连到底下讲到这个放舍利的这一部分第六十七颂里面的内容。那么这里面就讲到说有两点。第一点呢，就是当我们在做这一些练习，我们基本上是很欢喜很欣喜的去做这些练习，但是呢当我们做到某一个阶段，自己身心都已经相当的疲倦，都已经没有办法再集中精神的时候，那么这个时候啊，我们要休息一下，或者暂时的把它放在一边，而不要勉强的强迫自己继续的去做这个练习。 因为呢，如果我们用强迫，用这种好像逼着自己去做某一种这个善行的练习的话，那么最后极有可能呢，我们是完全的把它丢掉了，把它放在一边，不愿意再去碰它了，因为那个太辛苦太痛苦了。好，这是在这个放舍利第六十七颂里面第一讲的第一点。那么另外一点呢，就是说如果呢我们完成了某一个阶段的这个善行的练习，比如讲我们在做这个止观的练习的时候，它有分好几个阶段，那么当我们做完了前面一个阶段，已经彻底的完成了，这个时候呢我们就要把它放掉，然后进入到下一个阶段的练习。换句话讲，我们不必要一再的重复一种已经完成的练习，那么这样子的话也是这个所谓放舍的另外的一个意义。所以整体来讲，那么在这一颂里面，基本上他讲到了两点。第一个就是说，我们在做练习的时候，如果身心已经疲倦了，这个时候要暂时的休息啊，让自己的这个精力能够恢复了以后，然后再继续做练习。但是这个整体来讲是在一个非常欢喜非常愉悦的这个心态底下去进行的。那么第二点是说，如果我们已经完成了某一个阶段练习，我们就应该把它放下，然后进入到下一个阶段的练习。
Okay, so now earlier we have the increasing the power of the diligence as three things. Tunja necessary condition, which is those increasing the diligence, those powers. And then the second one is Tenpa Dang Shishin Ji Jebe Nyam Sun Langwa Tu Chawa means the Tenpa is the mindfulness, and Shishin is the from now on is maybe some kind of wisdom, checking wisdom, that means the introspection maybe. Or that Tenpa Dang Shishin, through those two of them, Jeba Nyam Sun Langwa Tu Chawa means the what is it? Japa is a great activity or Bodhisattva's deed, etc. Or Nyamsulangwa, Surulangwa is to practice voluntarily, spontaneously, through mindfulness and mental introspection. That is the second one. So now, this second one, so second one has the again five different way of explaining verses, and the first one is the Pāyūsūrlāngvā Pāyūvā conscientiousness, Sūrlāngvā spontaneous or conscientiousness, and then Tāmbātāng Shīshīn Sūrlāngvā is mindfulness and in mental introspection, taking voluntarily or spontaneously. And then, because with that mindfulness and wisdom or the introspection or through those two, never to open any kind of negative things to allow to, okay, not allow, or to making to not allow to, or any kind of faulty things. And if some kind of faulty things, negative things appear, and recognizing that way, immediately should be on turn away. And in that way, then fifth one is rebellion and babra chawa. So one should be always try to or taking effort to rigpa lala action, which is rigpa is the correct one, virtues. Okay, always try to abide that way. So this was five things we have explaining. And first among them, verse 68 is conscientiousness, having conscientiousness or carefulness. We always do anywhere situations, whatever you have, carefulness, what always do. So that is the conscientiousness. That is the here verse 64. Saying, "Coming data fanji to Yung Raga Hagwashin, Yamon Tsunla Suru Chashin, or Yamon Danam Jumba Das." What that is the, that means the, Coming data combalas, and then mean, Jatang Fenjik to Yung Raga Pakbashin. All those examples is it here or Tamin Yingba means the old one who have experienced the battle. Taba means kind of or the name fighting or battle. And then one who has it in most experienced, Yingba means old, and very, very, many times experienced ones, Tam Ying. That means one who has very, very accustomed, who has expert on this. So that is the Tam Ying Radha Sanjik Du, or the Yung Ragal Pakpanas, or yeah. Then, Ragapapa means they, when they have some kind of yungu or some such kind of battle or happen in the battle situation, when you that is happens, then what they do is they are very skillful. So therefore, how to conscientiousness or carefulness is the one thing. Ragala chunji mubaba tap means. One thing is one step, not a special kind of effort to not hit or one step by enemy or something or weapons, etc. Or one step injured and hit, then you can't do any fighting. Or like that way, Tenjimayot, or first method is one step or not injured. Or that is a special skillful. And then also the special kind of skillful way to in with that in order to conquer or destroy other enemy or something like that. That is a general example of the situation of the battle or enemy and things or a battle situation like that. That is a example here. Like that way, here we have a battle to the practitioners. Battle is the internal or special kind of nyamomba. Nyamomba means the mental delusions. Delusions which are always we are hurting, harming for a long time, from beginninglessly up to now. Still, when we are getting out of the misery, suffering, when we are getting permanent peace, you never know. Always under the subject of the power of the mental delusion. Those are the nyamomba, is like. So we have to, spiritual practitioners, utilizing or in a special kind of weapon, or the religious wisdom, religious practice, spiritual understanding practice, those are mainly with that to fight against the mental delusion, solutions which are most or in the world everywhere enemy. Delusions, egotistic view, hatred, attachment, etc., mental tree poisons, and then from there all kinds of mental delusions created evil karma, negative karma, or negative karma or impure karma. Impure karma created rebirth, brings or effect is rebirth. Rebirth is impure rebirth. Impure rebirth in the samsara, up and down continuously. So that is the so then born up and down in the samsaric level, and when you take those rebirth, impure rebirth, and then is you are completely under the power of the karma and the delusion. There is no independent, no freedom. So therefore oneself under the power of inner enemy. So therefore we should be fighting against the inner enemy. As example is when you fight inner enemy, or there are so many methods. So therefore one way, not oneself, one's own mind, or not disturbed by delusions, etc. One way skillful to conquer, to destroy, or continuously, or these delusions. That is the mainly how to do, what to do, when that happens, and etc. So that is the what we are studying, learning, teaching, spiritual teaching. Spiritual teachings, values to one's own mind and purified and bring into peaceful or gentleness rather than fighting this one. So therefore, but there's those in the ordinary common worldly fighting battle is the example. So therefore here's a Nyamo Tsula Sur. Surcha, one way, weapon of mental delusions. Those mental delusions you all the time beating and hitting. So therefore, you try to surcha, try to avoid any kind of mental these delusions to hurting yourself, oneself. And then how to conquer them, how to destroy them. Nyoma Bada, this is the enemy of inner or these inner delusions. Or that is the how to destroy, conquer, or that is the temporary way how to conquer. Or final way how to conquer. What are the best method? What are the it is in the condition? All of these things carefully examine, and conscientiousness means, or carefulness means all those situation. So therefore, nyamong danam jebar das. So therefore, in that way. Spiritual beings, or especially, of course, Bodhisattvas, and we all, not only Bodhisattva, but we all try to, able to victory over our inner enemy, enemy of the mental delusions. So that is the, this the verse 68 tamin tata fenji tu yung ra ga la pa ni mo chen le sur cha de ni mo da nam jom bar ta ta. Okay, all right. Oh okay, all right, thank you.
格西这段话讲得很长然后里面也有很多重点的，我尽量的来这个重复一下。前面我们谈到了就是四种力量，让我们在思想上面能够 激励自己，就是说我们要用各种的机会去做，去练习这些善行。那么同时呢，我们也了解，如果我们能够去练习去这些善行的话，那么它的结果，它的这个暂时的结果、就近的结果等等，这些会给我们带来什么样的一些利益，以及给也同时给其他众生带来什么利益。那么接下来呢，要谈到的就是说，那么用什么样的方法来让自己在日常生活里面去做这些练习啊？那这个是在从第68颂以后啊开始所要讨论的主题。那么这里面在68颂里面主要讲的是说，就是我们平常啊，那么在业力以及很多无明妄念等等这些的控制之下，事实上啊，我们是毫无能力啊去招架，毫无能力去做一个很清楚的判断的。所以呢，我们在这个地方呢，就要非常用心的、非常小心的去学习、去分辨什么样的方法能够让我们一方面不再继续受到这些妄念这些这个就是说这个业的恶业的这些影响，那么另外一方面呢，让我们能够积极的去做这些善行。这样子的一个想法呢，就好像一个骁勇善战的这个军人呢，当他在战场上面碰到了不同的状况，这个时候他必须要用他累积的经验以及所拥有的智慧，一方面不要让自己受伤，而另外一方面又能够克敌制胜。同样的，我们在日常生活里面，那么就要学这样子的一个骁勇善战的这个军人一样，一方面我们不要再继续的受到这个过去的所累积的这些恶业的影响，同时我们也不需要也不应该再继续的这个去做那些不善之行。那么另外一方面呢，我们要想办法去学习这种所谓暂时的方法，或者是说就近的方法，那么来对付我们自己内心的这些敌人。而这些所谓的内心的敌人呢，那么就是我们讲到这个所谓的贪嗔痴。那么这些贪嗔痴呢，它影响我们、控制我们，使得我们不断的去造这个恶因，使得我们不断的去做这些不善行。那么这一种行为、这种不善行、这种造恶因，它导致的结果呢，是让我们不断的在轮回里面打转啊，甚至这个进入到下三道。那么这样子的一个结果，让我们就完全的失去了一个所谓这个自我进步、自我成长，甚至将来利益众生的这种机会。所以呢，在这里主要谈到的这个这两点，第一点就是说，我们应该在日常生活里面，那么去小心的、去有意识的去学习什么样的教法是能够让我们避免继续的被这些妄念所控制。那么另外一方面呢，我们要了解到这个所谓的就近的方法。那么这个就近的方法呢，牵涉到了这个空性智慧的学习等等这些。那么让这就是在这样子的一个学习以及思维等等这样子的一个方式之下，那么使得我们能够像刚才举的那个例子，那个老兵一样，一方面不让自己受伤，第二方面能够克服这个过去啊所累积的恶业，以及不再继续去制造新的这些恶业，那么能够用这样子的一个方式啊，让自己继续不断的精进，去对付自己内在的这些敌人。这个是大概的，刚这综合一下刚才格西所讲的一个内容。
So therefore, this is the on our own practice usually, you know, how say nyamong chenle surcha means how to or sur means the avoid, hide from, or avoid the weapon of the delusions, and the how to conquer, how to destroy this enemy of the these mental delusions. When you go to battle, ordinary battle, you also do just stupidly, you don't go. How to first one step, how to not injured, hurt, bothered. That is the how to escape or how to hide or whatever, then avoiding, how to avoiding that situation and is skillful on that. And then with that, then how to conquer others, you know, like that way. All both of them, you know, carefully first examine what things, how to do, or examine that way, then you do. Same way, spiritual beings who is the inner, our mind, you know, and personal, are completely beaten, hurt by these mental delusions. So therefore, Suruchawa means how to avoid those things. For example, Nyomong Tsen means Nyomong, mental delusion like ignorance, attachment, hatred, jealousy, etc. Avoid those things, the Tsen, even a Tsen or weapon of those, for example, attachment, attachment or hatred, etc., the weapon, in order to try to avoid those things. Based on that, sometimes you don't want to look, use for rising attachment. If you do these senses, then it may create huge, uncontrollable attachment rises. And then that will say you will be beaten. Or if something or looking or hearing or whatever you understand in some kind of negative way, and then you get hatred, jealousy, etc. coming ready to those causes, if uncontrollable one step thinking that way, then one should be try to avoid. If I lessen this, or if I look that, or read that, or lessen this, and then I will get huge, powerful, negative, those things, then we'll enjoy kasa, injure. So therefore, avoiding those things, and quiet, peaceful, compassionate, loving nature, you want to spend one's own mind free of those. So therefore, usually always try to do those. You see, that is why even Buddhist teachings or any teachings, monks, nuns, and spiritual beings also much try to avoid worldly sensual enjoyment, and try to hide or like those things, you know, especially purpose of those things. But when you have mind have realization, strength, power, when you have, then you have don't need too much worrying about. But before that, you have to do. So therefore, these skillful ones, power, conscientiousness, carefulness, and with the examination. Okay.
那顺着前面所讲的接下来讲到就是说，那么如果我们如何能够在日常的生活里面去避免 被这些妄念所控制或者所影响，那么同时呢，我们要怎么样在这个过程里面同时去学到一些技巧啊，去来克服这些这个所谓妄念，那么以及这些这个这个不做不善行的这些念头。所以呢，这里面就举着这个例子，就是讲说，当我们在如果我们去打仗的话，那么当我们进入这个战场的时候啊，我们先要学习那些不让自己受伤以及能够逃避的一些技巧，而透过学习这一些技巧啊，那么进而我们去学习那些克服敌人的方法。所以同样的，就是在我们在学佛的过程里面，或者我们在这个进行修行的这个过程里面，在日常生活里面，我们也应该要用心的透过阅读、透过听法等等，去了解我们能够怎么样去避免被这些贪嗔痴的这个所谓心理的这些敌人呢来伤害。也就是讲说，我们要去了解，比如说贪，透过贪念，那么它可以给我们带来什么样的不好的结果。那么如果我们太容易生气，如果太容易发怒，那么它会给我们带来什么样不好的结果等等，这些啊，我们先要去了解这一些三毒会给我们带来不好的结果，那么因此我们去避免它啊，这是第一部分。第二部分呢，是说在了解了这个如何不让自己受伤的同时呢，那我们要用更积极的方法去克服它，也就是讲说要用慈悲心、用空性智慧等等这些这个大乘佛法里面的这些教法，那么去克服去克服这个这一些心理的这些敌人呢所可能给我们带来的这些伤害。那么因此呢，在这个佛法里面教导了许多的方法，让我们一般的众生以及这个出家众，不论是比丘、比丘尼，那么都有很多方法让我们去避免了受到这所很多这个世俗的这些诱惑，或者说受到这个世俗的这一些这个羁绊。那么但是当我们进入到一个比较稳定的修行状态的话，那么当然我们就不太需要去用心了。所以整体来讲的话，是说我们一方面要去学习这个避免自己受伤的方法，那么另外一方面呢，要学习怎么样去克服这个心里面的这些敌人。
Okay, so that is the, since I want to talk about those things a little bit extra or something, my own opinion or something like this, between those the verses and the, or sometimes we also, it doesn't mean not using any kind of the senses and activities, those and worldly things, and ever doesn't mean some bodhisattva who has some special kind of power on their mind, they can utilize many things. And we also can, in order, if it's not for the purpose of the out of attachment, out of hatred, out of jealousy, doing those things, looking and walking, or watching and battling, etc., not like that. But in order to get rid of these mental delusions, but what is the nature of those, and what increases, what is the cause and the condition, in order to understand fully, examine. And for that purpose, we can do, or, for example, if we say, if you try to avoid to, poison snake, biting poison by poison snake. But if you don't know what is the poison snake has, or those situation, you will, do anything, right? So therefore you know when you understand reality, truth, nature, you don't need to getting angry to them, but you understanding that way properly, then you try to avoid those things. Same thing, when you are the sun, when you use the sun, you should not get angry to the sun, because this sun burned me. Don't say that. But how much you want to use, nature of sun is heat, of nature of fire is heat. How to utilize, you have to carefully to able to use, it has great benefit. If you don't use properly, and it will beat you or burning you. Or same way, cold, and earlier this morning, food, drink, anything like that way. So therefore, carefulness, conscientiousness, all this kind of examine reality, the truth, and your mind also not completely under the ignorance. Out of ignorance, then you get attachment, hatred, all of these remainings come. So therefore should be connection with that or avoiding those things. So that way, one way is anything, when looking or doing those things, everything is not necessarily negative. So therefore, how you use, how you do, that is mainly main things. Okay?
那么就我们前面讲到的就是如这些所谓的不善行呢、啊、如果我们仔细去分辨它的话，有的时候它并不是真正的完全是都是不好的，当然这个是要靠很高的智慧，比如说有一些这个已经成就者像佛菩萨什么，他们可以有特殊的能力、啊、去避免或者说去分辨某一些行为会带来的结果，因此而避免这个去做这些不如法的事情。那么对于我们而言的话，那么我们在日常生活里面就要，因为我们没有这样子的能力，所以呢我们就要非常用心非常小心的去学习怎么样能够不被贪嗔痴这三毒啊继续不断的影响我们，继续不断的控制着我们。那么当然我们就要先了解他们的本质或他们的这个过程以及他们的结果。这里举了两个例子，比如讲说如果我们要避免被毒蛇咬到，那么我们怎么样能够被毒蛇怎么样能够避免被毒蛇咬到呢？第一个，我们先要去了解什么是毒蛇，哪一种蛇是有毒的，那么被它咬到以后会有怎么样的结果。只有透过这样子的理解，这样子的学习啊，那么我们才有可能这个当我们看到毒蛇能够赶快的 跑开，不被它咬到，因而这个不会中毒，所以才能够达到这个避免被它伤害的一个结果。同样的，我们要避免被这个阳光晒伤，这个时候我们要先了解这个阳光的本质啊，过热的话它会带来什么样的结果，那么如果被晒了太久了以后它会带来给我们什么样的结果等等，像这些如果我们了解了以后呢，那么我们就有办法能够避免不被它这个过度的这个晒伤。所以整体来讲的话，那么我们要用非常小心的态度而且非常用心的态度，在日常生活里面去透过听闻，透过阅读等等这些方法来学习，学习一方面如何避免让自己受伤，那么第二方面呢是学习如何让自己能够这个用这个很精进的方式啊来做这些善行。
好的。So now, and then that is done, and then the carefulness, conscientiousness, and how to develop that. You know? And then the second one is the Chambatang Shishin Thul Langwa, is it, especially in taking this mindfulness and then introspection, wisdom, both of them, when you utilize those practicing seriously, what to do is all these two main things, tenpa, mindfulness, and shishin is the some kind of wisdom, which introspection, what are you doing, how, what is kind of, what I call usually shishin is a mental spy. Okay, anyway, some kind of special wisdom, what is right, what is wrong, so checking that. So anyway, that is the, here, the next verse 69, saying, you do ready song chuna, jikpe nyu to lembata, tishin tembe tsun shuna, nyawen jikpe nyu to lungs. That is the, example is the again battle in the ordinary sense. You do ready function as you is the in the battle. If you have weapon ready, and a sword or something special kind of weapon, if that is the in the battle or some point, if you fell down, that your weapon you do ready function as, or then you have quickly to or able to get back to that jikpe nyu to lemba talas or nyu to lemba means the or quickly to you have to taking because great fearful if you all and lose that and then if you get to enemy hand or something like that, so therefore certain kind of if that happened then one seven or being killed and misery something, so therefore various kind of fearful things and thinking that way quickly to or taking then or the sword like that way, that is the in example in the battle. Same way spiritual battle is the mindfulness is the like weapon, any kind of or positive and negative, what is the good and the bad, whatever you try to do, this, you have always be mindfulness on those things. If you little bit lose that, and it is great dangerous. Mindfulness of the or certain kind of meritorious virtues, whatever you do, if this mindfulness and lose, then quickly may on enemy attachment or hatred or jealousy or destructive and all these distractions etc. rises from that, and all kind of evil things quickly come, then you or destroy spiritual. So therefore temperature shonams, if is the shortly even that weapon of the mindfulness if lost, then you have to bring back again mindfulness with nyawen jikthes new to lungs chaba is mindfulness, and then that is the temba to mindfulness to quickly to taking or back or by way of the fear of the nyawa. So of course spiritually if you go to hatred or jealousy etc., all these under those things, and then it will create karma, evil karma, or that will be bring oneself into the most miserable or situation. Nyawa means hell beings and misery of hells and any other all things will come. So therefore fear of that, quickly mindfulness always to or try to or possessing, and if it's loose quickly to get back. So therefore always mindfulness is most important. So therefore that is the this following saying nyavajite new to lungs. Okay.
刚才讲到是说要用很用心而且要很小心的去学习这些避免让自己受伤的方法。那么接下来这一颂呢谈到另外一种 情况，也就是讲说要时刻的时时刻刻的提醒自己，或者说格西刚才用了一个字叫 mental spy， 就是一种这个精神上或者这个灵精神上面的一种间谍啊，来侦防自己。什么意思呢？就是说这里面举一个同样的举世俗打仗的例子，就是说在打仗的时候，假设我们自己手上的武器啊掉了，那么我们要想到啊，当我们被敌人抓到，或者当我们被敌人接近，因为自己的武器掉了而可能产生的痛苦的结果或者恐怖的结果，那么这个时候呢，我们就要赶快的要把这个武器啊要再捡起来。所以用这样子的一个例子啊来比喻，当我们在进行这个所谓的自己灵修自己心灵上面的一种战争的时候啊，那么我们要时时刻刻的提醒自己，我们要时时刻刻的用那一种这个心智上面的这个间谍啊来侦查自己是不是受到了这个贪嗔痴的这一些无明的影响啊，而继续不断的在做不善行，在造恶业。因为如果我们继续不断的在造恶业，在做这些不善行的话，那么我们将遭受的结果是非常的痛苦，那么可能这个甚至掉到下三道等等，这些这个都讲了很多了。所以呢，我们要时时刻刻的提醒自己，为了避免遭受那样子的苦果，所以我们要不断的精进啊。那这个是在这一颂里面所要试着要讲的一个主要的重点。
哎呀，所以 therefore 啊，那你那呢 next one is the third one because that they, you have to always weapon spiritual weapon in our mind. What you need is always mindfulness, and then whether you doing right or wrong, or then that is a checking a wisdom, always wisdom. Wisdom has the shishins called this, and especially on the shamatha practitioner, meditational and practitioner, you need the tamba and shishin, whether the mind is right on the object, or right way of staying, or whether it's losing and going to under the distraction, or going on thinking to sleeping or something, etc. So therefore, two kind of enemies you mentioned. So both of them try to checking whether it's coming or not, already gone or not, etc. They are shishin, means the mental spy, special wisdom. Or wisdom recognize, soon recognize mindfulness, put back to the mind in a correct way. So therefore, mindfulness almost like law. The elephant, white elephant, when you do, or to tie to the pillar, and or the rope, strong rope, and with the strong rope tied, and whether that is loosing or not, is going out or not, etc. Sit or checking like that way, or that is the if it goes away, then it, hooks, etc., some special kind of antidote, like this way. Anyway, here, not shamatha, not only, we have always spiritual practicing, or even recitation, meditation, or confession for negative things, what you remembering things, and also, accumulating merits, virtues, practice of charity, etc. So many, we ordinarily also we can do so many things, bodily, speech, mentally. When you do those things, mind is most important. Mind also important, not only that, the mindfulness and all the mental introspection, wisdom, which is right or wrong, and checking, examine whether my mind, when you speak to somebody also, you whether you what kind of motivation you have, whatever you're doing those things, what is the all the it is the behind all the and the right or wrong or whatever those things, checking, examination, that is the wisdom, is the mental introspection is the most important. With that mindfulness, always holding right side and never lose. But if it's losing or about losing or already lost, that is the mental introspection. So this is tambahishin. Those two things are main weapon, main method. Okay, one of the when you do practice. So therefore, and that is the earlier one. Examine like that way. Now, this third one is tambahishin shishin ki ki nibekamiwa. Now, therefore, now mindfulness and mental introspection always you have keep. Therefore, by these two methods, never nibekamiwa, nibams any kind of negative or the faulty things. Not allow to oneself to do nibekamiwa any kogap this opportunity not allow to have opportunity to have some kind of faulty things, an opposite thing like killing, stealing, or lying, or cheating, or verbal those things, or mentally to attach the hate and jealousy and all kind of things in there. Nyeba means those kind of negative things, or all of these will be harmful enemy. So therefore, try to not to an opportunity to have those rising. So nyebeka miwa means to not allow to any kind of opportunity. That is try to do. Of course, sometimes we have always nyebeka. Kogap is opportunity, not only that, big opportunity they have sometimes. That is, they try to spiritually not try to allow to have opportunity to rise them. Okay? Okay. So that is here saying. You want to translate that? Okay. What is it?
那么这沿着顺着上面所讲的，就是在我们日常生活里面有两种武器啊，这是我们时时刻刻需要有具备的。第一种呢是这个所谓的专心，或时时刻刻提醒自己的心。那么第二种呢是一种特别的这个智慧，而这个智慧啊，就是用来遵防我们。以免我们这个去这个受到这个三所谓三毒的影响而去造不善的因。那么比如说我们在日常生活里面啊，我们时时刻刻都可以在身口意三方面去积聚资粮，去做很多这些善或不善的行。那么在这样子的情况之下，比如说当我们在持咒的时候，当我们在念经的时候，当我们在拜佛的时候，那么或者是说当我们在做这个止观的不同阶段的练习的时候，这个时候呢我们都需要用这两种武器来提醒我们，时时刻刻的提醒我们，时时刻刻的来防止我们掉入那一种昏沉，或者说掉入那一种不善的这样子的一个陷阱里面，让我们自己呢不会有任何可能的机会去做种种的不善行啊。那么因为只要我们去做这一些不善行，那么它必然给我们带来 痛苦的结果，或者说甚至没有办法弥补的结果。所以整体来讲的话，那么这一些不善行呢，这些因为贪嗔痴的无明所造成的种种的不善行，可以说是我们最凶狠的敌人。那么我们不要让他们有机会啊来战胜我们，因此呢要用这两种武器，这个所谓的时时刻刻提醒自己的心，还有就是在这个一种特别的这个智慧啊来增防自己，那么用这两种武器来保护我们。
Oh yeah. So this is the example, for example, Shantideva says, for example, Siddha Chala Tenshin, that verse 70, Siddha Chala Tenshin, Tungni Lula Chapjuba, Tishin Lani Nyejuna, Nyebe Simla Chapjurus, for example, even Siddha Chala Tenshin, if you have little poison on your body,and that poison, if you have get on your body somewhere, and that is the from then that is the depend on and it top is a bloody true bloody, and then you can that poison can pervade to everywhere in your body, like that way. That is the.Usually you don't not having opportunity to any kind of poison in your body anywhere enter. Once you enter, there is danger to pervade cover through blood. So that is the situation. Like there, therefore, similar way, Chitatala Tenshin Tungni Lula Chapjubas,提醒拉你念旧呢，念白什么七八九？提醒拉你念旧呢，是拉念吧？没事。Or if you find opportunity to have some kind of the one small or the forms like attachment or hatred or jealousy or something like that, and it happen that will continue pervade.Hold your mind or control. So therefore, from mental or poisons, when you pervade, and then from that create karma, that karma, body, speech, action, and from that created any great misery, suffering in the future. Or like that way, a poison, pervade to the body, of course it will not only pervading any misery, suffering and all kind of in fact everything will come. Or like that way, therefore main thing is try not to not open any kind of opportunity toor rise any of those delusions, okay, attachment or hatred or jealousy. Most important is those three things, and in the ignorance, because then usually often we talk to also neva. We have too many nevas actually, the mental delusions. Yeah, often I used to say is every dharma kosha used any. The 84,000 mental delusions, which are some of them branch and sub branches, etc., of the ignorance, some of them attachment, some of them hatred. So from there, so many names of the so many little all the things. For every day, we are not.Comfortable, peaceful, every day bother mentally, even not body is not bother, but mentally also unpleasant, unhappiness all the time coming because delusions. Okay, So therefore, 你为什么 chapter to try to avoid and the, not allow to open this, the opportunity to have strong kind of powerful attachment, especially we can first reduce attach, strong attachment, strong hatred, strong jealousy, those kind of things push down. Even we are not able to immediately everything free, completely pure, that is the not real, but the reduction, taking antidote for them. They are not allowed to strongly invade you. Right? The English word invasion. Or the nyebe, or these faults invading one's own mind, that is the not allowed to do. Okay.
那么在顺着上面所讲的，在七十颂里面就举了一个例子，就是这个毒啊，通常啊这些毒啊它不可能进入到我们的身体，但是呢一旦我们的身体啊受到了这个毒的影响，或者说我们的这个身上有一个破的伤口，让这个毒进入到我们身体，那么它就会顺着这个血液的流动的循环，可以在非常短的时间里面遍布我们的全身，让我们遭受到痛苦的结果。那么这个是一个很明显的例子，也就是讲说我们事实上时时刻刻都有可能受到这个心灵上的这一种毒的影响。那么这个心智上的毒呢，就是所谓的贪嗔痴，我们时时刻刻受到贪嗔痴的影响而犯下很多的恶行，或者说造下许多不善的因。那么这些恶行跟这些不善的因，它带给我们的结果呢，是让我们的来世啊，遭受痛苦。所以呢，从这个角度去思考的话，那么因此呢，我们要下定决心，或者说我们要非常小心的，不要给这一些心灵上的毒任何机会，让他们能够侵入我们的心，然后让我们做出许多不如法的这个不善行，而因此将来受到很大的痛苦。那么格西讲说，他经常啊很喜欢引用这个阿毗达摩是俱舍论的这个里面的文句啊来说明这个例子，也就是讲说我们时时刻刻在日常生活里面是在身口意三方面都经常暴露在这个贪嗔痴的这种种的影响之下，但他们随时都有可能找到机会，找到一个破绽进入到我们的这个身体，来影响我们的心，让我们因此而做下许多这个不如法的这些恶行。那么因此呢，我们要非常的小心，能让自己啊得到好的保护，不要给这一些这个贪嗔痴啊有任何的机会，那么让他们来伤害我们。
哎呀，说 therefore not open opportunity to that means how you open opportunity. Sometimes we can look like a little bit this way. Opportunity to strong desire, attachment. Of course, there is a first you allow to opportunity to something to rise attachment. Then you strongly continue to develop that and more attachment strongly rise, and then that is the even sexual attachment, etc., any kind of desire attachment goes infinitely, goes higher and higher, greater and greater, finally completely invade you. Finally you are not even thinking or even there or eating or etc. or stop Well, there are Santa Devas in lines, there are sometimes like that way. Sometimes in order to not getting those desired objects, then you are upset, and or you kill yourself, or you jumping to others, or suicidal situation. Who want to do those things? Who did those things? That is, one's own mind created so much big things, and even one wants to kill oneself, that kind of situation happens in the world. Same way, hatred open to some hateful things to hear first, then more learning, more situation, and more hearing bad things, negative things. If you are close to look that, increasing and anger and hatred stronger, finally even you can't stand there yourself, maybe wanting to jump or something, okay, or getting red or all kinds of things. That is one step open the opportunity to those things. But that doesn't mean always one who watching or one who reading or hearing those things. That depends on the persons how to utilize open opportunity. If this is the uncontrollable person, you shouldn't do from the beginning to try to not open, completely closed organ. Wangbo gosum means three doors closed, that way. But those who have special kind of wisdom and power to wanting to use those learning, and it gets a great beneficial, making powerful beneficial, and then there are as much you can do. That is not opening to the opportunity to delusion or false. This opportunity to or get opening to the wisdom or compassion and loving and kindness. There are many, many of those things can be also open, especially if great Bodhisattvas will do. For us, or for me, have to better to somewhere mostly closed. Better. Okay, joking. Okay, that is not joking. Okay. Okay, that's
all right. Okay. Say. All right. 我们在日常生活里面要非常的小心啊，不要给任何的机会给这些这个三毒啊，让它能够入侵我们。那么现在就是讲说，我们说不给他们任何机会是什么意思啊？这个机会啊，根据格西所说的，是往往是我们自己这个制造出来的。也就是讲说，我们对于很多的事物啊，有强烈的执着，那么这个执着呢，是当然出于我们自己的这个欲望。那么当我们有了这种执着以后啊，并没有真正的用心去反省、去思考，反而不断的继续的去增强这种执着。那么当这个这样子的一个执着受到挫折的时候，那么我们不仅不会试着去断除它，反而呢，我们可能会采取一些更激烈的做法，甚至自杀来这个伤害自己。因此呢，整体来讲啊，这个机会啊，是我们自己在日常生活里面不断的创造出来，不断的这个增加出来的。那么也就是讲说，我们在这个日常生活里面啊，不断的从身口意这三门里这个三个方向，那么去创造这些机会。所以呢，整体来讲的话，以我们现在一般的人的能力，一般的人的这个情况啊，因为我们实际上是没有这些能力去防止，去这个避免的话，那么因此呢，我们要非常小心的把自己的身口意三门看紧，甚至把它关闭起来，不让自己在这三方面有任何受到这个三毒入侵的这个机会。 当然对于那一些已经修行到某一些阶段的菩萨们，他们当然可以有这个不同的这个对应的方法。那么反过来讲呢，我们要把自己的三门呢，对这些三毒来紧紧的关闭着，不让他们有入侵的机会。但是另外一方面呢，我们确实要把这个三门呢，像那些慈悲心，像那些空性的智慧，像那些关爱心等等这一些善行呢、这些善心呢去打开。也就是讲说，我们应该要很精进的去多做这些方面的这个练习。那么另外一方面，要尽可能的避免让这个贪嗔痴这个三毒入侵我们的这个任何的这个机会。
So therefore, this is not the same as the great being, Bodhisattva, etc. For them, even you or how much watch certain things, object of delusion, or how much you have the hearing and the smelling and the tasting and the touch, or whatever you use those things, each of them, they may bring to them special kind of wisdom, special kind of the compassion, special kind of loving. For example, they are concerned world situation, sentient beings. And when you sentient beings, when they look to the sentient beings, they mind what is going on, what they behave, conduct, and the most powerful cause to them aeons to bring misery, suffering. Those are when you see Bodhisattva get great compassion, mercy, loving, kind. Therefore, in the world, like situation like this or something, when you have some people have great love, compassion, sympathy, some people have hatred to somebody or want to destroy somebody, or so much powerful anger, hatred, and the action of those killing, stealing, lying, etc., those things going on in the world, sentient beings. So toward to them, Bodhisattva's wisdom goes to them. Bodhisattva's love, especially love and compassion to them. So therefore, it is not seeing those things mainly to not avoiding to seeing or learning those things, more often to see, to learn how, what, why, everything for the Bodhisattva's wisdom. But for us, those have to be very, very careful. When once your opportunity open, then it will bring disaster. So that time you have to close. Okay.
那么整体的来讲，我们说贪嗔痴啊，这个三毒啊，它会给我们带来很多心智上面的这些妄念，甚至引导我们做出很多不如法的，或者说这个不善的这些行为。因此呢，我们要特别的小心。但是对于菩萨们而言，对于这些有修行基础的这些众生而言呢，那么他们当经验到这一些贪嗔痴而产生的种种的现象的时候，那么他们只会把它转换成慈悲心，只会把它转换成这个空性的智慧，只会让他们更增加这个爱心来面对这样子的一个状况。所以呢，对于这些众生，对于这些菩萨的这些众生而言，他们不会去避免不看到这些因为三毒而引起的种种的现象，反而是当他们面对这样子的状况的时候，那么他们会更增加他们的这个慈悲心、爱心以及 这个空性智慧等等这些特质，但是对于我们这些平凡人而言，我们是没有能力去阻挡这些三毒他们可能给我们带来的这个严重的负面的后果。所以当然我们就要非常的小心，不要让自己的身口意三门对于这一些这个贪嗔痴的这个来源呢，把这个门打开，让他们进入到我们的心灵去影响我们。
So therefore, what to do on this when you have any little bit open, then that will be an opportunity to all negative evil things will come spread in whole mind, etc. If this kind of dangerous situation comes, what to do, how to do, is the following verse. Verse 71 saying,用马的岗位那套了，热的套牌充电的，他那水的几把刀，都是讲的提醒 teams。What that is the example? Example, for example, 那 somebody who is the some kind of container with the oil or butter full of the ball, let him to carry that. And then somebody behind there with a sword or some weapon, if you drop one oil from this, spill it, then you will be killed.Okay, that kind of in the back watching somebody all the time, and you let him walk to anywhere. Okay, you must go and ready to have a tongue that is ready, one who like the sword. Pona sweetik jigbatar, pona means if any little one drops you split, then sweet.I will being killed, you will be killed. Or that kind of jigba means, or frightened, or that kind of fear made. Or that situation, what to do, that person or should be closed, not opportunity. Even they are dancing, or very, very loudly, or something in beautiful garden, nice, wherever swimming, whatever you have,you have no way to looking them, enjoying them. You don't want to spill anything from this. You have to otherwise fear of that wearing. Somebody will right away to kill you. So therefore, there is no opportunity to anything else. Also, therefore, that way, one step always carefulness.If I behind this, if I do, then I will be miserable and fall into animals, hell predators, hell beings, or even born as human. So many misery, suffering, all these things, only result of the negative things. So therefore, all that kind of fear, worrying on the fear, so based on that, you not open.Opportunity. So therefore, that is the way or manner how to do is the, that is the spiritual beings to doing like that should be. Other that is the 天世纪涅槃甲弥瓦 means like that. 天世纪 mindfulness, the wisdom, both of them carefully.Wisdom, if you understanding, if I is one drop, then it will be killed. That is fearful situation, negative things. Understand to remember that fully all the time, wherever you go, you never open. So that is the doing. All right.
那么如果我们不小心 让自己的山门打开，让自己的身口意受到了这个三毒的入侵，那怎么办？这个在第七十一颂里面就举了一个例子来教导我们。这个例子主要是讲说，那么当我们当一个人他被其他的人用武器逼迫着，那么捧着一波油啊往前进，那么这个人威胁这个持武器的人威胁他说，如果你捧着这个油有一滴掉到地上，那么我就要把你这个杀死，然后让你的血流满这个当场。那么在这样子的情况之下，那么这个直播的人呢、捧着油的人当然他一定是非常的小心翼翼啊，不要让这个油播出来任何一点。所以这个例子呢告诉我们，就是说那么我们在日常生活里面，因为时时刻刻的都有可能受到这个三毒的影响，而让他们入侵我们，因此给我们带来这个不可抗拒的这种恶果。所以呢我们应该时时刻刻的去想到，万一我们受到他们的影响而因此造了很多不善的业，那么将来我们必然的会在三恶道里面受苦。如果我们能够时时刻刻的去想这样子的一个结果，那么我们就会非常的小心，不论是在做任何的事情我们都会非常的小心，不给这一些这个贪嗔痴啊来影响自己任何的这个机会。那这个是第七十一颂里面所讲。
所以我用我这里套牌中的帕纳斯蒂金把的都修建的提醒 teams 都修建 Mrs. Special kind of the one who take the name or specially for purpose of that and then take even a vow and or keeping the name or special kind of the vow or that of course there are we all should be taking the nameformally, not necessarily taking vow which is oneself not throwing into the hell or animals, predators, or these kind of miserable things, at least like 10 non-virtues like killing, stealing, lying, etc. Even each of them, the big ones will throw away into the hells, the median ones, negative karmas, will be any pratas or something, and the little lighter ones will be maturation, is the animals or different animals you born, like that kind of says. So therefore, that kind of the negativeor killing etc. There is no differences. The lay people or monks and nuns, so everybody has to avoid those things. If you break them, you have to go to this miserable life. What is the difference than ordained people and not ordained people? Different is theOrdained one has much more try to avoid those things in order to avoid those things more special kind of taking vow or rules, regulations Buddha made. That is also many people may not know. I want to tell a little bit, for example, for example, fruit orchard. Fruit orchard, if you want to keep all farmers a special kind of the production of grain or something, that field, you don't want to destroy by animals eating, etc., to protect this.The fruit orchard protection is there. If you fruit orchard, In order to protect that, you have to build a fence, not allowed to break there anything fence. And not only first fence is not enough, maybe second fence. Even more strict one is even third fence. Then far way to the center. So therefore, even if break third fence, little closer to the center, but the second fence there. And then if they break that, the one first fence, like that, closer and closer. Then that also break, then of course it's real, and fruit will destroy. Same way, so therefore, monks, nuns, spiritual, lay people have vow, lay vow. Or then maybe third fence. Okay, then shamanic vow is the secondary vow, have the monks, nuns have special kind of vow, that is the second maybe fence. Then full bhikshu monks, nuns, they have much, much higher and many, many rules, regulations, those are the first fence. Okay, so therefore protection of many, they have much more protections, they have no also, so that is the differences. But if you touch in the center, and the same thing, the monks or that people, doesn't matter. Therefore, any different vows have meaning like those way. For example, some of the vows, even you break, is not center like killing or something like that, or desire, attachment, or hatred, jealousy, these things, protection. Sometimes, for example, cutting the hair, short cutting the hair, not wanting to, not to look to the, or to go to movies or something, or not to touch opposite sex or something. So those are some of dangerous to the central attachment, but by themselves are not a negative, simple thing. But anyway, to block those things from the far ahead. So therefore, much, much rule and regulation having like why these things, okay? But others completely not free. If you go to center, and the same thing will be falling hell and all these misery, suffering, same thing. But the little things, walking and dressing and cutting heart and how to eat, afternoon don't eat, etc. There are certain things. Those are the some kind of technical, some special kind of to far distance to blocking. Okay? So those kind of, this kind of thing, try to not open opportunity so far away to putting like this, okay? So, but everybody has to not allow to go to center. So that is the more important. Okay.
那么刚才我们讲到说，我们不要啊给任何的这个机会给这一些三毒啊，让他们来影响我们啊，这个然后呢，让我们造下很多不善的这个因，因此而在未来啊遭受这个非常痛苦的结果。那么我们怎么样能够做到这样子呢？这个接下来格西就讲到说，那么就牵涉到这个所谓戒律的问题啊。那么这个戒律呢，主要的意义啊，是让我们不要掉入到三恶道，不要在将来啊遭受到这些苦果。那么因此呢，这个戒律里面就指涉的就是说，我们在日常生活里面不要去做这种十不善业或者十不善行。那么这个戒律虽然分为很多种，但是它有一个共同的特性，这个不论是出家或者是在家，那么都必须要去遵守。但是这个出家众跟在家众所遵守的戒律又有什么样的差别呢？ 基本上这个出家众的这个戒律啊，那么它是有一些特别的戒律，这是佛陀的教导啊，要去持守的。那这里面举了一个例子啊，就好像是这个我们有一个很心爱的或珍贵的果园，那么为了不让这个果园受到伤害，被其他的人侵入，这个时候我们往往会在这个果园外面去建筑好几道栅栏来保护它。那么每一道栅栏呢，就代表着一部分的戒律，比如讲说这个最靠近这个果园的这一道栅栏呢，是这个比丘尼所持的戒，那么第二道栅栏是这个沙弥尼所持的戒，那么第三道栅栏是对于我们这些一般的在家众生呢、啊、所设的一些戒律。所以等等这样子的这一些戒律啊，它主要的目的啊，就是要让我们这个所谓心爱的这个珍贵的果园呢、啊、不受到入侵，也就是说我们不受到这个三毒的影响，而将来掉到三恶道里面去。那么所以呢，在这个戒律里面有相当多的行为，比如讲说留头发，那么去看电影，或者是说跟异性交往等等的，这些本身它其实并不是那么的邪恶，那么的不好，就行为本身而言并不是那么不好，但是从不同的对象而言的话，这一些行为啊，也就有可能让这些相对的众生他因此而受到三毒的影响，以至于那么犯下这个十不善业，而将来蒙受这个非常痛苦的结果，或者说非常不好的结果。所以呢这个是这个戒律啊的一个基本的意义，也是为什么我们要去守这个戒律的一个意义。
OK, now since 4:30, so therefore I want to stop there. But there is one today, one question I think we had somebody asked. That is, I will answer for this, try to discuss. But then something from talking today and tomorrow, if there is talking and a lot of questions about this, maybe some of you have special questions, if you have writing down and then give to the professor, then tomorrow we will after second teaching we will have question and answer. Okay, so that one today, one question, what is that?
我们接下来呢在进行这个问题啊，今天有一个问题，那么如果说各位在这两天的听讲里面有任何的问题的话，请您写下来，明天交给我，然后我们在明天下午教课完的，就是课教完之后会有一段时间来回答各位的问题。那么今天这个问题呢，是有一位从这个西班牙这个送来的，他是在 internet 上面听到了这个格西的教法而送的一个问题。这个问题是啊，我先用英文念出来，然后再用中文讲一下。他说这个facing the possibility of war, I find it difficult to feel compassion for the politicians. I feel like eliminating them. Shall I really generate patience even for politicians such as Bush, such as Blair?And Saddam Hussein. 所以这个问题就是说，我们现在可能马上就会面临到这个战争。那么在这样子的时刻之下，他觉得非常困难呢、啊，对于这一些政客升起这个慈悲心。那么他想要把他们一举都消灭掉。那么因此呢，他讲他说，我们是不是真正的要对这一些政客，比如布希总统，比如英国的布莱尔首相，或者是萨达姆·胡塞这个伊拉克的总统啊，升起慈悲心呢？这是问题。
Well, I think this is interesting, but the person who is spiritually interested, but then he has to know, understand properly. You are talking about worldly, common sense things talking, but you are, should be applied to spiritual way. Spiritual way is there is no object of hate. Every sentient being should be object of the sympathy and the compassionate, loving object. And these great leaders, Saddam Hussein or whoever, the president or whatever, United Nations or whatever, everybody has or some kind of the responsibility or connection with the and the connection with the fear of the many, many sentient beings, their own subject, and to care, to take care, that include even Saddam Hussein. But and also they have their own, also could have their own individual egotistic view, selfish acting, and then also acting with for the people or public. But whatever they have mind, and if they have great compassion, loving, kind to all the people in the world or whatever the people, and oneself not concerning much, mainly concerning to others, then they have their own is the merit also virtues. If they created any only out of hate, ignorance, created hatred, as we're talking, and hatred, and then hatred means under egotistic view, attached to one's own side, hate to other side, and wanting to destroy all other side, and wanting to attach to one's own side, etc. Merely delusions, under the power of delusions, if they can also act. If they act like that, they will be great, spiritually, great consequences. Even this time, right, this life, even negatively successful or whatever, doesn't matter, and spiritually especially will have great consequence. So therefore, they are object of the more compassion and the loving rather than the hate to hateful things. So therefore, those people who are practitioners should not be hate for those things, and try to sympathy develop and peace in the world. That is a prayer. And also Shantideva says, Kati Dunga Chikini Dunga Mambu Mechu Na Lodang Denpe Dunga Di Rangdang Shanta Jecha Yins. If it's Bodhisattva, if there is a reason, Dunga Chikini means one suffering, huge suffering, or doesn't matter, by one suffering, and it will eliminate many, many sufferings. If there is a purpose of that, then you choose, Bodhisattva will choose even one suffering. That is suffering to oneself or to other one, so to be produced. That is the out of love and compassion, because it will eliminate many, many misery sufferings. That also, that kind of activity possibility. For example, for this situation, Shantideva says, Shantideva says, Teve meto danze ki, Mangvi dunga saiva chi rangi dunga masate is, shenji dunga sanshi ru. So that is the, therefore, there is a called ancient time, Meto Danze, who is the great teacher, who has many, many subjects, many, many beings in somewhere in a forest or somewhere studying, learning quiet in a stay, teaching so many things. And then in there, that is kind of one leader didn't like king or something, all those people and all this Madhavadanzi himself, etc., not liking to do this, stopping, wanting to send the soldier, etc. But then finally, Madhavadanzi think, if he himself go to the king, if he want to kill me, and that satisfies rest of people, release, no bother, and then there is no problem. If that is the Madhavadanzi sees, when you see that, he went to no concern his own life, just went to king to be killed and release other people. So that is that situation also sometimes happen. Okay? So therefore, for the benefit of others, many beings, one suffering taking voluntarily. Or that is one self or to others also. Another one story I will want to talk. Just that to translate first. Okay, then a negative one story, then we will stop.
那么刚才这个问题啊，这是一个所谓的世俗的问题，那我们要用一个修行的态度来处理这样子的一个这个世俗的问题。那这里面牵涉到什么？牵涉到有一些特定的个人，也牵涉到这个许多众生他们的福祉。那么这几位世界级的领袖，他们之所以要采取这些行动，也许是为了众生的福祉，也许是为了他们自己的私心。那如果他们能够不顾自己而重视到这些相关的这些大众的这个福祉的话，那么当然他们会累积非常大的一个功德。但是反过来讲，如果他们是出于一种自我的思考，或者说一种自私自利的思考，而利用这样子的一个方式啊，来制造仇恨，来伤害很多的这些对方的众生的话，那么这个不仅仅是在这一世啊，也许在来世都会有非常严重的后果。所以呢，我们面对这样子的一种状况，那么我们要用这个爱心，要用慈悲心来面对他们，同时呢，我们也要为这个世界和平呢而努力。那么接下来格西就举了这个吉天菩萨所说的一段话，同时另外一个故事，这里面就讲到就是说吉天菩萨说，如果我们能够透过牺牲一个人的生命而停止其他众生生命的被牺牲的话，那么这个菩萨或者说行菩萨道的人呢，他会选择这样子的一个做法。那么主要的原因是因为我们要出于慈悲心啊，我们要用慈悲心来面对我们的这个生活的这个社会跟世界。那么这里面举的一个例子呢，就是在这个古代啊，有一位非常有名的学者叫做美道当者。那么这一位学者呢，他有很多的学生，有很多的追随者，也因为他能够吸引很多人的尊敬，所以引起呢他的这个国王的一个反感，这个国王非常不高兴，所以就借故啊把他的所有的追随者跟学生啊通通都关起来。那么这个时候他就想到，就是说如果这个国王因为不喜欢他而把他杀掉的话，那么要是这样子能够把其他的人都释放，那么他就这个是一个很好的一个结果。所以呢，他就 自己去向这个国王啊，就是这类似像自首一样，他就自己去走向这个国王，然后让这个国王把他杀掉。那么国王因为把他杀了以后呢，所以就把他所有的学生呢都释放掉。那么这个就是一个很典型的例子，就是说这个菩萨用这个无限的慈悲来面对他所存在的这个社会。
OK, the other story is the actually there are two stories, but one I will tell today. One is the, I think a former one of the Buddha's life, Jatakathas maybe tell, and the story, or that is the probably talking, and the ancient time, again, former the Buddha, his life previous, and the Bodhisattva, I think the beginning of the temple, great than hearted one. He was captain, and he went to sailing to the outside ocean and get many, many jewelry and precious things to bring back. So that is the 500 merchants who together went to the ocean sailing. But when they come back with a lot of wealth and jewelry and many, many things coming back, one of those person who has very, very bad idea, I think I want to kill all of them. And if I kill them, then I will have all this wealth I possess, I will have. Thinking that way, he concentrating all the way on the way to killing everybody. And then that is the former Buddha's life. He knew that what he is doing. Then he tried to many, many ways to stop him, but there is no other way to stop him unless himself finished, die. So then, former Buddha's life, that is Bodhisattva, then he finally determined to kill him. Why reason is it? If I kill now and they all save all these merchants, not only that, especially I will save this person. Because this person, if accordingly he's out of ignorance, he's doing is allowed to do, then this person will have, before he died, he did killing 500 people. And he was stealing all the wealth, and all of this evil karma created. After that, if he dies, he will go way down in hell and eons misery suffering. If he dies now, before committing all these negative things, he will be much better. Also, therefore, Bodhisattva's maybe prayer, he will be maybe. He will born even higher, better. So therefore, so he determined right now kill. Okay, he killed. And then Bodhisattva killed, but the killing is in generally some small negative. Of course, karma is killing is naturally karma. So Bodhisattva will return his karma, but Bodhisattva doesn't care. Whatever I have, whatever misery is suffering, doesn't matter. I want to save any other beings. That is his dedication. So therefore, after his karmic result, small things happened later, it says, but it wouldn't be a very big thing, because out of love or compassion, he killed other beings. Okay? So therefore, sometimes even killing situation, hurting situations, out of love and compassion and special deeds like that. So therefore, we should not looking completely, ignorantly, absolutely somebody evil, absolutely somebody holy, or that judge, one self judge, should not be judged. Sometimes hurting, harming also in the world. And then for example, doctors, you know, everybody, doctors do when we have wanted to free from certain kind of disease, sickness, doctor will tell you so many unpleasant things, injury or needles, cutting some limbs, or not allowed to eat certain things, what you wanted, unwanted things to eat, not drink, same thing, unwanted to things to drink, every undesirable things make you to do, but you are not thinking that doctor is evil. It is something beneficial, helpful to you. So therefore, that is it happen also in the world. Every looks like ugly, looks like harmful thing, may not necessarily, maybe gradually helpful. Same way in the world, we have who knows. Sometimes, all these, some of the leaders to wanting to protect whole world, that as they say, it is thinking that way, it's honest. And if that is then as a precious, it help beneficial, so something even to somebody die, or somebody hurt, or temporarily hurt, or finally maybe helpful. Or otherwise, opposite way, you can do in those people or like that way. So therefore, we can know is always do not too much judgment and having wish to all good things to turn and peaceful or wonderful things happen. And wonderful things, not only world, and to those people who try to do them also, as a proper way to whatever they are doing is to go to or connect with the result of the world peace. Okay? I think that is the best thing to do. Otherwise, I can't tell anything else. Okay. All right.
那么另外一个故事呢，是有关于这个佛陀前世的一个故事。那佛陀的前世啊，曾经是一个船长。其实他这个船长已经是菩萨了。那么他当船长的时候，他带了500个商人出外经商，然后这些人都赚了很多的钱。那么他们在回程的这个路上啊，中间有一个人因为受到了他自己的无名的这个影响，所以他就起了很强的贪念，他想要把这其他的人全部杀掉，然后把他们的这个财富啊据为己有。那么当这个人受到这个贪念的影响以后，他全心全意的在想怎么样才能够把其他的人杀掉，然后把他们的财富据为己有。那么因为这个佛陀啊，这个前世啊的这个船长本身已经是有成就的，所以他可以观察到这个人的这个受到这个贪念的影响的一些种种的想法。所以呢，那么他就想尽了办法，想要协助这个人，让他不去造这样子的一个这么大的一个恶业。因为呢，这个人如果他真正的达到了他的目的，那么他会立刻的这个掉入到这个三恶道，然后遭受到非常长久、非常严重的这个折磨，而久久的不能够就是说再进入这个其他的这个轮回。所以呢，想来想去啊，这个船长他最后终于决定了，只有在趁这个人还没有去犯下这个滔天罪行之前呢，就把他的生命结束，那么这样子的话是对他还有对其他的人都有非常大的好处。但是另外一方面，我们都知道这个杀业，如果这个船长把这个人杀掉的话，他自己本身呢也会遭受到业报，这本身也是一个恶因。但是呢，这里面就讲到，就是说， 这个船长，他明明知道他自己如果把这个贪念的人杀掉了，他也会受到恶业恶报的影响，但是呢，为了他这个整船的这500个人，其中包括这一个人的这个全体的福祉啊，全体的利益来讲，他宁可自己将来去承受这样子的一个恶业，那么他也还是采取了行动了，把这个受贪念影响的人把他杀掉。那么所以这个故事里面讲到的就是说，那么我们在现世的生活里面呢，我们不要用一个所谓自私的或者是一个受到污染的受到蒙蔽的这个心念去做这个过度的判断，也就是讲我们不要认为任何人呢他是完全的邪恶的，或者是说有任何人他是非常的神圣，一点都没有这个缺陷啊，这样子的一种判断呢，那么事实上是有可能发生错误的。那么这就好像什么，好像说这个医生在治疗我们的疾病的时候，对我们施行了种种的让我们不舒服的这些方法，包括给我们打针，包括给我们动手术等等，但是我们并不会因为医生这样子做而觉得他是坏人啊。那么所以呢，对于这些世界领袖们，他们所做的或者说所采取的种种的做法，那么如果他们真正是为了世界的和平，当然他们会累积很大的功德，但是如果只是为了自己的这个私利，那么将来他们会这个受到非常严重的一个这个恶业的或者说恶果的影响。那么所以呢，整体来讲的话，当我们面对这样子的一种状况的时候，我们要从一个修行的角度啊，那么用这个慈悲心，用这个爱心呢，来面对这些状况，那么不要有太强烈的这个个人的这个判断，这个是回答这个问题的一个内容。
Okay, thank you very much. Okay.